Welcome to this week's episode of Caterer Roll, and it's also the episode I can't talk. Here's Thane, our DM, and bring us in.
All right. So this is the Battle of the Broodlord again. We left off, you guys were in a zombie dressing room. What used to be, you know, kind of like the princess's like dressing room for all the fancy ladies and things like that. The zombies were like really into all the makeup. Like all of them had makeup on. It was kind of weird. But yeah. Are you guys ready?
Wear makeup?
What's
okay.
That?
It's okay if you do.
What's that? Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Should I?
We're already ready.
Oh, it's happening. All right. So you guys finished off the zombies in a cool fashion once there were only like half of them left because, you know, it was pretty freaking easy at that point. You guys are standing in a dressing room. What would you like to do? There are a bunch of mirrors. There's the door heading back out the way you came.
I notice the mirrors. I scream, "I'm not a vampire!" And I run out of the room.
I love it. What do you guys, do you guys follow?
I loot. Well, I look for things to loot and then leave.
All right, do a, do an investigation check.
Follow Jack. It's a 2 plus. Okay, it's a 4. I thought it was higher.
You find 4 gold and a bunch of fancy makeup. Just, like, tons of it.
I take nothing.
Okay.
And I follow Jack.
All right. Tim? Tim, remember, you have to push the button.
I do have to push. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
This is also, hopefully, the first week that Tim will be able to fully participate, because hopefully we've figured out what was jiggering his wires around it, so that sounded so dirty. I'm never going to say that again.
Quit jiggering your
wires. I'll never jigger your wires around again, Tim.
Oh, precious.
Hey, quit it.
Yes, yes, please. Yes, please don't.
It's too late. It's already happening.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
So we've killed them. And investigation. I would also like to do an investigation and search around for...
All right.
I have to keep pushing the button to search around for...
What'd you roll? Tim?
It happens to be that I need to have my character sheet open to be able to play D&D.
Yes.
So
one moment. That is... Yep.
That would help. I got scared for a second. I was like, no!
I know. I was like, I shouldn't have said anything.
It's way too early to decide whether it's going to work or not, so...
It almost wasn't.
All right, investigation in alphabetical order.
What'd you get?
Taking a roll, and it's rolling.
Oh,
10.
All right, you find 10 gold pieces, and there's a like a small chest. Sitting like you know how there's the little lip underneath the tables of like some countertops? There's like a little tiny like 3-inch wide, 2-inch tall box.
Oh, so you're not talking about the zombies chests. You're talking about like a okay.
Are you staring at the I'm not a vampire, and I stick my head back out from the hallway.
You know, guys, believe
so,
it or not.
So, I would like to investigate the chest.
All right. You notice that it has like a gold lining around like the openings to it, and there's just a tiny, tiny, tiny little keyhole in it.
But can I check for traps?
Yes.
All right, I got a 15.
There are no traps.
Cool, so it's like the size of a bread box, you say?
It's just a little tiny jewelry box. We'll say it's like that.
Oh, okay.
So, one of my favorite sayings. It's about the size of a bread box, because I don't think I've ever fucking seen a bread box.
I have.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know, our grandmother used to own one for, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
We have a bread box.
Am I the one? I'm the outlier. Damn it.
Boom.
It's Chrome. It's chrome plated. It's an old one.
It seems futuristic because it's chrome, but
you just put bread in it. Why?
To keep it from the light monsters.
Yeah, didn't you know that light monsters eat bread?
It's like a small cabinet for
bread.
For what?
Did I pick up too early? A small cabinet for bread.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to try and open it, or are you gonna follow Josh?
I bet there's bread in
no,
it.
No, I said I was gonna open it.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure there were no traps in it first.
Oh, okay.
Why would you trap bread?
It's true.
Who does it's very that? Expensive bread. What
it is,
monster
it, when you
would
when
trap
you put it in
bread?
There, it can't. When you put it in there,
I only
out,
partake
so
in free range bread.
I know that's monstrous. What did bread ever do to you? Just leave it on the counter, and you can cut it easy.
Huh. All right.
I prefer to hunt my bread and not buy it.
Exactly. Wait. Define bread.
Nope. Just a mung saying.
So
I do. I also like to hunt my bread. Wink, wink. I'm not a vampire. Pretty sure the monk's a vampire now.
Oh no.
I'm beginning to develop suspicions that he might also be a vampire.
I don't think so.
I rolled a really, really low intelligence score. And so I keep having thoughts, and I keep making rolls, and they're all bad.
You're just suspicious of me now.
Yeah, not in a bad way, though. I just think that you might also be a vampire.
That's funny.
Meanwhile, I like to think I'm like standing in like a sunbeam from a window in the hallway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just not. That's okay though. I mean,
I'm a day.
Might
walker.
There be anything in the jewelry box?
There certainly might be. You notice that there's a little tiny key that's maybe like 3 inches long, just to fit, just big enough to barely fit inside this box. There's a note that was crammed into it with it, and it's covered in blood. Dun, dun, dun.
We've been meaning to contact you for your car.
Leaked on this.
Oh, that's funny.
I will take out the note with the other items.
There is a... There's just the key and that note. The note says, if you thought treasure awaits, there's even greater treasure with this key. That's all it says. That's it.
That's suspicious. Who leaves a note in their own chest being like, oh, I'm glad you...
I know. It's also covered in blood.
Oh, good.
He says, I'll have to do a DNA analysis on this blood later. And he sticks it in his pocket.
Wait, can I, doctor?
It's also been a little over a day since you've last eaten.
Yes, it has. So I just, can I see that?
Sure. And I pass it to him.
I eat it.
Does it look like, well, wait, before I give it to him, I want to look at it a little, just a before he eats it, I want to look and see if there is anything up with
what?
Yeah, you're.
I'd like to know. Here. I'd like to. He wants to look at it and see if it's like a word puzzle or some such thing where maybe it's got like little underlined things underneath or if the words look weird or whatever.
There's a picture that was like drawn in blood on like the little corner. After it says greater treasure awaits, and it looks kind of like a door with a like a scribble, like an S going through the opening to both the doors, but they're closed. You know what I mean? Like it's like an insignia on the door. It's got an S on it.
Can I search my memory to see if it brings up anything?
Sure. Roll history check.
Ooh, that's kind of a low roll. 19.
All right. So. You happen to know that S was the old insignia for the rulers that once ruled this place. The great Empress Sassafras commissioned that vault and put a giant S on the front door.
Oh, this might be a key to a vault. Very interesting. Now you may eat the... Here.
Was she a really sassy ruler?
She may have been.
Her actual name was Frass, and she was sassy.
Do you want to, all right, what do you guys want to do now? I believe you guys are standing out in the hallway. The door to your right is the one that you came out of, and the only way forward is, the room that goes into the, main hall.
All right. Is the door open to the main hall, or we just know that it's, that's the way to the main hall, or what?
It's open to the main hall. Like, you can see, like, from where you are, you can kind of see a little bit of it, like, around the corner of the walls. There's like the big big doors to your left. There are no zombies that you can see.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna take one of my little magical tinkering objects that I have imbued with a message, and I'm gonna chuck it in there. And the message is, it just yells, "Come over here."
You hear one low booming voice. "What was that?" And you hear three people kind of, like, run over towards it. You see a Goliath, a goblin, and a Kenku. All of them are wearing, equipment that would have came from the Adventurers Guild.
Have we met them before?
No.
Am
you
I
guys
sure?
were, you guys were, you guys... You know, to be fair, you guys have probably been there for a while, so do a history check. Keep forgetting you guys are level 5.
That's 25.
Yeah, you remember them. It's your old friend Rakaw, Jib Jib, and Grograk.
Jib Jib?
I tell the others this, and so is that sarcastic that we were friends, or are we actually friends?
No, you guys were actually friends. You knew each other back in the guild. They were sent out on a scouting mission towards this way, but they never came back.
Okay, cool. So I walk out and I go, "We thought you guys were dead."
They all kind of look at you really confused, and you see that their eyes are all glowing red. "Who are you? Why are you here?"
I quickly cast Minor Illusion on Tim's eyes. Sorry, not Tim's eyes. On, I don't know. I'm not a good friend. I can't.
Reginald. My favorite part is it's just to the left.
Yeah, I know. Well, I try really hard to not put my mouse on the screen because you can see my mouse. Hi, there it is.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
So, I'm actively trying to play Reginald's charisma, which is a 6, so...
That's fine. I make his eyes glow red just like the other one. No, I don't. Damn it. I'm retarded. And I didn't make my yep. Okay. Never mind.
All right. So Rograk the Goliath looks at you and he's like, "Why are you here? We are the royal guard of the palace. State your business or be struck down immediately." And he kind of, like, looks at all three of you.
Oh, that's a challenge. Here goes Decurion.
Well, what sort of challenge might we be facing?
Oh, well, I mean, if you must know, I'm a warlock. The fucking little guy to my left, the goblin, he's a rogue. And, the Kenku's a ranger. Yeah, and then Rograk swings his hammer at you.
Whoa, now. I was just speaking.
Does a 15 hit, Tim?
It does hit because it hits, that's my armor class.
Okay. He does 2 damage. He just kind of taps you on the elbow.
Well, if that is the extent of your meatbagness, then it might not be too... I might not care.
Everyone roll for initiative. I'm so depressed.
18.
Okay.
Reginald's not very fast. I got a 7.
21.
I mean,
thank goodness.
To be fair, Tim, the last time you rolled initiative, it was only a 4, so.
Hey, you got faster.
let me see. And they got 15. Okay. Josh, you start off the round. The three of them are about... did you ever walk away from the door in the hallway?
I stayed in the hallway. I stayed right next to the door in the hallway.
Okay, you're about 20 feet away from them. They're all grouped together around Tim, and he is, like, standing right in front of them. Sean is in between the two of you.
Okay, so I'm
the one that just... Okay, the Goliath? The Goliath.
Yeah. Orc, Goliath, paying attention.
It's true.
He's not very good. You know, he knows all of the races.
Do I still have a zombie?
He's big and green. Ew. Orc.
All right. So first thing up is I'm going to.
Okay. Yes.
As a bonus act to cast Touch of Death.
Okay.
I swing it.
Oh wow! He just goes.
Can I still swing at him with my bonus action?
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
And then you just boop him on the nose. Boop.
Yeah, so that's 21. Oh, wait, no, that's with my DC. Sorry, I rolled the wrong. That is a 14.
Okay. He definitely felt that.
So I hit him.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I thought that was damage. No, you did not. I'm sorry. I got really confused.
Okay. Did he roll the hit? Oh, okay, because I heard 20-something, so I feel better now.
Yeah, I had rolled a... 21, but I was hitting with as a bonus action with my offhand weapon, so I don't have my DC, so I can't add that 6. So I re-rolled.
I mean, just use your first roll and give it the correct bonus. That is a hit.
Okay. All right, cool. So I did 10 damage.
All right.
And then I takes an extra 15 damage, so that's 25 damage. The 15 is necrotic.
Oh, yeah, he immediately dies.
Oh, shit, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to delete his character.
are these main characters?
Are we done now?
No. They are all definitely under mind
control. Well, I hope Cocky was.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Silver line would have killed him.
Silver line. He would have died no matter what. It's fine. All right, end of my turn.
All right. It is Sean's turn. Sean, you are like 15 feet away from them.
I run 15 feet and do a flying kick on the goblin and just flurry of blows, all unarmed. And if they go down, it's non-lethal because we should have some story.
All right.
Also, different question. With the flurry of blows, does my armor class go up by 4? Because I get 2 attack actions.
No. Just no.
Monk gets visibly depressed. It's okay, bud.
I mean, fair, but I had an alibi.
Think about it too hard.
How many attacks can I do? Like 4? And then bonus ones. No, I moved, so I can't. So that is a 22.
That is a hit.
A 17.
That is a hit.
A 25.
Yep, that's a hit.
And a 12.
That's a miss. Should have done better.
4 plus... Okay, so 9.
Yep.
7 and 7.
All right. He is not even bloodied yet.
The goblin?
Yeah.
Yes, you see what happened is DM retconned and was like, shit, these guys need my HP.
Actually, no. The goblin is the strongest of all of them.
The DM says to counter my obvious correctness.
It's true. The goblin has 52.
Thank you, Ed.
Oh, I just...
Oh, well, that won't take much.
Or...
You already attacked 4 times, Sean.
I mean, later, but...
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, I also like to think that he's just roundhousing a goblin 3 times, and then he's going to keep doing it until he gives up.
See, this is why I need Tim to stream inks every week, because I just looked and I messaged all my friends last week's episode. I'm good at this.
They can find us. It's on the same site.
So anyway,
I'm still terrible.
Sean, is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the other guy's turn. So, Jib Jib the Goblin looks straight at Sean dead in the eyes, and he's like, "You're gonna die, punk!" And he stabs you, like, 4 times.
He tries to.
He tries to. 22.
Oh, that's equal. Wow, yeah.
17, no. 26. And 24.
Okay, I'm going to take away his action next time. Stunning strength.
He deals... Alright, he deals 19 damage to you, Sean.
I don't think he's trying to go for non-lethal anymore. I don't know why he... I don't think he would have tried to do non-lethal anyway. So, yeah.
All right, no.
He's going down.
And then the Kenku Ranger looks at you and he's like in the Goliath's vault, he's like, "Halt in the name of the law." And he casts Charm Person on Josh. Make a wisdom 12 saving throw.
Oh, I can dodge.
Wisdom really good 12. Yes, I made it. Plus 6 to wisdom. I'm not very smart, but one should not stick hand in fire for fire hot. See, wisdom.
Don't know why fire hot.
Yeah, how fires start. Magic. Also, magic. Cast.
The Kenku poofs into a cloud and reappears 30 feet away from all of you.
All right, Misty steps?
Yeah.
Who's got one, so that's fine.
Yeah, and then he walks another 30 feet away. He's really far away, preparing with a bow, and that is his turn. Tim, it is your turn! There's a really tanky goblin in front of you, and a Kenku 60-ish feet away.
I think you guys
might be me hard. Might the goblin be wearing metal armor?
Let me check. No.
Well, then they've got him. I will take out the ranger.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast Ray of Sickness at level 2.
All right.
That's a 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
That is gotta remember to push the button.
Yeah, I love how Thane you the button.
I don't have it on push to talk.
Yeah, well, he's the DM. He shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
He's still
so
a
that
sure.
That is 13 poison damage, and he has to make a save.
Oh,
Constitution.
That is a dirty 20.
Then he makes it, and so when on a hit, the target takes 3d8 poison damage, which is 13, and then on a failed save, he would also be poisoned, but he did not fail, so he is fine.
So he just takes the 13.
I just wonder if you just had a conversation.
Yeah, it's actually working. It's really it's working nice. Really well.
Thank
it's,
you, Sean.
It's very nice.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It turned out I was just like, how about I just use what I've learned in school and just like, oh, duh. And then I just literally did one thing.
Look at Sean using his college education.
Yeah.
You're not actually supposed to use that.
What a legend. Tim, is there anything else you can do on your turn?
We are allowed to use half of our level for a bonus action for a spell, correct?
Yes, sir.
So that means that I will... I need to be 30 feet away. So I move 30 feet closer to the Kenku, which means right. I'm 30 feet away. And
Did you disengage from the goblin? No, I'm just fucking with you.
And I, when I get close enough, I will cast Sanctuary on the Kenku.
Okay, what does that do?
Oh, that sounds big.
It sounds really pleasant.
I ward the creature within range against. Oh, I cast it on myself. I'm sorry. Not
too late. No. I want to see how this plays out.
I want to know what it does first.
It says any creature who targets the warded creature with an attack or a harmful spell must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature must choose to a new target.
Oh, choose okay. New target. Oh my god. Yeah, that could obliterate you.
So I cast it on myself instead, and I don't move 30 feet closer. Because okay. I thought I had to on the person that I wanted to stop from hitting me. So I cast it on myself.
Okay. Is that your turn?
That is my turn. Oh, am I close to the wall?
Yes. You're like at the opening, so you're like right at the edge.
Okay, instead of walking 30 feet towards him, I will walk 30 feet up the wall.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also begin to suspect that Reginald...
That's fair. I feel like all of you might be vampires. Wait, you all certainly act like... Cause, I mean, like, Tim's immortal and walks up walls.
Sean I'm immortal and walk up... I'm not a vampire.
yeah, I'm Josh, just abnormally fast.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Oh, I am excited. Roughly how far away is the goblin?
Standing literally next to you.
Perfect! I'm super excited. I'm gonna stare at him.
Okay.
For my free action for his uncomfortable long time.
So I choose to believe that the entire time everyone else was using their actions, you were just glaring at him?
Yes, I've just been making eye contact with him this whole time. And then I reach out and I just poke him, right? As hard as I can, right in his fucking heart, because I cast Vampiric Touch.
Okay.
Does an 18 hit?
It do.
Alright, that is 9 damage.
Alright. He is bloody.
Cool. And then, for my... Well, I guess that my bonus action, I'm gonna stab him in his.
Okay. Oh, I don't think he'd appreciate that.
Doesn't matter.
He's maybe if he lives long enough.
I did probably not. All right, stabby.
Okay. Oh shit! He gets 46 on a sneak attack.
Yeah. Too bad I can fucking see him. An 11.
Okay, that's a miss.
yeah.
Okay. Sean, it is your turn.
I'm gonna should I step of the wind away and shoot at him?
He's laughing at you, Sean. He's glaring at you. He's like, hey, bring it on, you fucking bitch. Fuck you.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't change the range, although that's probably the good idea.
You know, hey. He's been you bring it on. You're thinking too much. Bring it on.
He's going to flurry of blows with swords this time. Oh. And on a hit, he's going to do a stunning strike.
I keep forgetting to use my zombie. That's twice now.
Oh, yeah, because isn't it if you don't issue a command, it just kind of stands there. Yeah. And defends itself? Yeah. That's rough.
Oh, crit!
Okay.
Screenshot it. It's on D&D Beyond. There you go.
Bring it to me.
I'm not gonna figure out how to switch from this screen to another screen without displaying information, so I'm just gonna clone.
Fine. All right. Sean, you're fine. You don't actually have to send it to me. What'd you get for damage?
I mean, it's one out of... many attacks. Okay. There's a one. That balances
out. Oh, good. Good. It's okay. The only person that's an ally next to you is, you know, Josh.
But that one's a punch. A 15. And another crit!
Oh my god. Alright, those are both hits.
But that was with punches. Okay, so one sword crit. Plus 8. I need to remember my pluses.
Sean needs to use D&D Beyond.
I'm looking at it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's 9, and then another dice. So 10. So 19 on the sword crit.
19.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I punch.
He drops straight to the fucking ground
because I rolled a 1.
Yeah. He crit failed. Yeah. So roll to punch Josh in the face.
That's 6.
All right. Cool. He doesn't even notice. Because he's also invulnerable, and you're...
I forgot about that.
I love Josh when he has invulnerability.
My favorite is... I should only play D&D with ability.
Yeah. So do I not use my flurry blows because he died in the first two hits?
I didn't die.
Yeah, Josh, you strop dead straight to the ground.
What? Yeah. Quivering palm DM, sorry.
Oh, no!
Straight to the heart!
Another person afraid of monks forever traumatized.
That's fun. No, you kind of just swing at the air.
Oh, I wasted. Oh, no. I'm just picturing me swinging at the air.
You were so ready to fuck that goblin up that you swung your sword, punched Josh, and swing in the air fucking wildly with your eyes closed. It was insane. You open them, and suddenly the goblin just dead on the fucking ground.
It sounds like using the Dance of Wrath combo and Ghost of Tsushima on one guy.
Yeah. It's my favorite. All right, there is just a Kenku 60 feet away from you.
That's my turn.
Yes. The Kenku, shoots at Sean. It's like, how are you?
I use my reaction and try to catch it.
Then okay. You get that loud, completely cut. You completely cut out from Discord.
your mic just went,
your mic auto quits.
Huh. Good to know.
Because yeah, it's that. Really funny.
I can't transfer that to the internet. It's not. It's impossible.
Impossible. Yep. I love it.
It's just like, nope. You know, it is a form of censorship, and we should be upset, but it's our own fault.
The machines are censoring us.
It does save our ears, though. It's very helpful sometimes.
It is, and it prevents me from having to, like, constantly click and drag your audio. Nope. Try again. Do better.
Sean, it is a 20 to hit.
Oh, it doesn't hit me.
Yes. It shoots you again. All right, does a 17 hit?
No. Yes. Okay, I'm fine. I was ready to catch it. But it's fine. You know, I think maybe I should just be a range guy who can do melee because
a range guy? Like, what kind of range guy? Like a rifle range? A golfing range?
Yeah, I mean, they're
run out of ranges.
A longbow
range. Like a stove?
Stove
range? Like the home on the range?
Yeah, a range range.
Yeah.
You're right. Range Rover?
Range Rover, yeah.
Range Rover, give us free
stuff. I don't know why, but I'm full of range.
That sounds gross. That sounds like a doctor should have that. Is bulbous and pussy?
you imagine that however you want.
I am.
You're welcome.
I continue, doctor.
he
giggles.
The Kenku runs 30 more feet away, and that is its turn. Tim, it is your turn. It is like 90 feet away from you and 30 feet down.
Well, just so happens that I believe I can hit it from that far away. But I get disadvantage. So I'll take a couple of shots at it with pepper box.
With collateral damage, probably.
In retrospect,
I rolled a 9.
That is a miss.
It shoots wildly in front of him.
I mean, it doesn't really matter because I have infinite because of the thing I put on my gun, I have infinite rounds, so it doesn't really matter how many times I shoot.
How does that work? Magic?
Yep, artificer. Artificer magic.
So,
is that a magic thing?
I love magic.
So what describes her fighting style is like side-scroller, just...
Chaotic.
I kind of wish I had more than one attack, though.
I believe in you.
It's the same feeling as like playing a mid polygon level side scroller game.
Contra?
Yes.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Oh my god, suddenly Tim is invulnerable.
You unlock the debug menu.
You may enter one command.
All your damage goes up one dice.
I'll take it.
If only it were that easy.
No, too easy.
Is there anything else you can do, Tim?
I think I'm good. Is there an area that he is running to? Can I see if he is running to a door or
Yes.
Or is he just trying to get away?
He is running straight towards the doors to the main chamber. He's not saying anything because he's trying to like hold you guys back at the same time. And he's also a Kenku, so he's not really capable of much speech anyway. But he is trying to make it to the main doors.
No one likes to talk to him.
So I'll just walk back down to the floor and look around this room then.
Okay.
I mean, when I get a chance, because I've taken my action already. So.
Okay. In that case, it is back up to Josh.
I'm still pretty upset.
Yeah?
I say it.
You know, you could bring him back and, you know, either use him or, you know, kill him again or whatever you'd like.
No, I didn't move my last turn, so I'm going to use my unnatural agility again to snap myself over to the last guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to bite attack him.
All right.
Yay!
How far can you move with that? With the,
So I can move double my speed.
Oh, okay.
For the entire long as I move 0 next.
Okay.
It's until you move 0 feet on one of your turns. So I can actually, I could dash or run afterward. I just can't, which is no action. It's just, but I'm not a vampire.
Kind of like my missile catching thing.
So I snap over to him and I bite attack and I got a 22 to hit.
All right, that's it.
All right, so I deal 5 damage and I also take a big old fucking drink of blood. I'm not a vampire. And he's now grappled. And yeah, so for a bonus action, I'm gonna bite him again.
Okay,
and that's 14.
That is
an advantage.
Yes, I think. All right, still hit.
Five.
Five more.
Yeah, all right, and
that's fine. You just really like biting people. It's okay. We understand. It's your thing. Not here to kink shame anyone.
He just like biting him to death.
Yeah, right on his neck. It's brutal. I just went. That's the end of my turn.
All right, he is definitely having a bad time, and it is Sean's turn. He is 90 feet from you, Sean.
I loot the goblin.
Okay.
Like, because Jack seems to have it under control. I just start acting like I'm out of combat.
Okay. Roll for investigation.
Shit! I forgot my zombie again.
Standing back in the hallway.
That is
it's just standing, walking into a corner.
That's a 5.
All right. So as soon as you go to pat the little goblin on the chest, he fucking wakes back up and he takes a stab at you. One last stab. And he's like,
I give him disadvantage.
It's a surprise.
It's a key point thing.
It's fine.
It's a key point thing. Blocked.
Yeah.
All right, well, the first one's a 9. And then the second stab does a 22 hit.
Oh, that's exact.
Oh,
I was gonna say he's stunned.
He's actually not. You take 7 damage
and he's dead.
Goblin's like,
gotcha. I'm at 5.
No shit. And then the goblin actually dies.
Okay, well, since it's my actual turn, I stab him in the head, like, through the face.
Okay. You do that.
And I cast Animate Dead.
I stab him again, like,
And I laugh!
Because a dual weapon fighter, I get my offhand.
Oh yeah, do you, Sean. You definitely stab it.
Good, it instantly kills it, because it's not my turn, and I cannot animate.
That all happened, though.
There's a 27 to hit.
Yeah, it's dead.
I cut its head off. While my first sword is still in its head, like it tries to stand up, and then I cut its head off.
Oh, no, you don't! All right, I'm gonna delete Jib Jib from D&D Beyond now. Raka is the only one that continues to remain. Yeah. That is the only one that is still alive currently, yes. Yes, yes he is. It is also that thing's turns, So it's going to try and escape.
Can I try to intimidate him?
Or, roll, I mean, roll, yeah, roll for strength.
No, I mean just intimidation. Like, hey, you give up.
13.
No, he's talking to Josh to roll for strength because he's trying to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely stays grappled. He looks at you and he's like, I really don't like you. And it just screeches really loud like a bird. Just screeches. It's like,
what kind of person does he imitate when he says, I don't like you? Because someone said that to him before.
It sounded kind of like a, like one of the, it sounded like the goblin, actually. It's like, hey, I don't like you.
I'm so angry that I didn't get to kill that goblin. And Sean got to kill him twice.
Yeah.
Sean got to kill it three times if we count the third.
The fake time?
Yeah. That's the fucking bird's turn. Tim, it is your turn again.
Let's see. I would like to kind of investigate the room and see what's going on. See if I can figure out what this room is for.
I love how
or if there's
just
anything
leaving the last guy around for me. Yeah, it's fine.
Ah, we believe in you.
You seem pretty into what you're doing, so I mean.
Yeah, no one really wants to get near to you right now.
Did I just make the room uncomfortable?
Pretty sure Sean thinks. Sean, do a perception check. The lower, the better.
Yeah, that's a nat one.
Ha! Good. Sean is almost positive you have a boner.
Aww. That's not what we want.
Almost positive. It's a nat one. I'm like, wow.
I'm like, wow.
Not like.
No. I know.
But like.
Oh,
but like.
Oh, this is not. This is a strange.
Oh, that's funny.
So I rolled a 27 for my investigation check.
Okay, so you see there is the hallway that you came from, the big doors. There's another hall that mirrors the one that you came from that goes back up into the other tower. And there are two side doors and the main door.
And they're heading towards which one?
Josh and the bird person are heading towards the main doors.
We're not heading towards anything.
Well, you were at one point. You're probably, Josh, you are physically probably like 20 feet from the door.
All right. So I look at, what's Sean's character's name?
Dakirion.
Right. Dakirion. Yeah.
What I need but to I look do at is Dakirion, lower your guys'
and, I cast, you seem to be leaking. And he casts healing word on him.
Okay.
For 6 hit points.
I am at 11.
Sure. You seem to still be leaking.
Yeah, not as much, but I mean, I don't mind it either. You know.
What do you think he's doing over there?
Having a real good time.
Because I've been really hungry too, so I'm like.
And to be fair, like, Tim isn't a human or never has been. So I feel like you have a very basic idea of, like, that.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea how. I mean, except for, like, on an intellectual level, I've read a book.
titled The Birds and the Bees.
Can I roll wisdom?
Got pop-up pictures.
Just to do a proverb thing?
Hopefully there are no pop-up pictures.
Thank you. Yeah, Sean, if you can actually think of a monk thing to say, I believe in you. Okay.
His effect is good.
Monk me.
Don't say that.
If it's good enough, you might get something.
Once the giggling has started, it will stop. See? See? See, Sean?
Look what you've done. All right, I'll be back. I believe in you. Wait, you had something.
See the giggling.
The leaf on the breeze is but a drop of rain in the ocean of the soul.
Whew, that was deep.
It does not stop me from...
You know, you rolled a 19, so...
No, that's just my reply to Reginald, but good. It was good.
No, you rolled a 19 to do it. Reginald gets a point of inspiration.
Sweet.
So you inspired Reginald?
Yes.
I inspired Reginald to just sit back and watch. I was just like, no, let him be.
I choose not to. And he continues to search the room.
Well, I mean, like, you got a point of inspiration or whatever.
Sounds good. I marked it off. I will use it to the best of my ability.
Every time Sean reels really high on a monk check, I'll give it to you. Sometimes. Depends on how I'm feeling. That was a good one. So, it's back up to Josh. Yeah. Unless, Tim, did you still have a bonus action? I can't remember.
No, I kind of used it to, search around, so.
Okay, then yes, it is Josh's turn.
So, I'm going to try and, suck this guy's blood until he passes out, but doesn't act.
Okay.
So I can once roll.
Okay. Go ahead and continue draining him a little bit more.
18 hit.
I do.
6 damn.
All right. Pew. Give him one more for good measure. He's still wiggling. Crit? All right, that'll probably do it.
That is 6 damn.
All right, yeah, he just kind of slumps to the ground. He's like, fuck. I feel so drained.
Cool, I tie him up.
You roll for survival.
His mouth is very dry.
Josh's isn't.
12. Dakarian's like, anyone smell pennies? Is it just me?
I rolled.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just...
Yeah, you sufficiently tie him.
Cool. You pick him up. All right, I'm ready. You guys ready?
Dakarian picks up the sword with Jib Jib's head on it and just puts it, rests it on his shoulder with Jib Jib's head still on it. And he carries it like one of those hobo sticks.
You just have Jib Jib's head.
Yeah. And then he's decapitated. Yeah.
All right. As you pick it up and you bring it upright, the head kind of slowly sloshes down the sword until it reaches the hilt.
I balance it out to the end to look cool.
Okay. Okay.
And then I just sheath the other sword.
All right.
And I follow Jack.
You guys
Or do you want a short rest to hit?
Yeah, I would love to take a short rest so I can get my.
Okay.
Okay.
Short rest.
People can also heal me and stuff.
Oh, I will heal you after.
Yeah, Josh is a really late healer. Eventually.
I look at your wounds and I'm like, yeah, you'll be
fine. So you guys are going to take a short rest? Okay. Do y'all's healing stiff.
You could use.
What's a mug hit die? Like 10?
That tells you. On your D&D Beyond, click on short your rest. Character's name and then short rest.
Your hit die is what you use to roll for hit points.
Okay. Oh, it's a.
Mean too.
Do you guys have hit points?
Oh, I can use a key point to get to full health. Interesting.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's a short rest ability. I expend a key point and gain the benefits of a long rest. Well, except, regaining key. That would be okay.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean,
that's handy.
Should I use that right now? Oh, I've only used 2. I just flex real hard and then all of my runes go away.
All right.
Yeah, I further think you're a vampire.
Yeah, it's a fair thing to assume at this point.
Yeah, it's fair.
So how do you get by with not eating?
Discipline.
Oh, yeah, you guys haven't eaten. Sean's still mortal.
I'm the only mortal one. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You guys don't have a druid.
Sean, how long has it been since you ate?
I have a high constitution. I'm a monk. I don't eat a lot.
Oh, my God. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, I rolled a dirty 20 for constitution, if that matters.
Yeah, sure. What'd you roll? Dirty 20?
Yeah.
All right, you're still fine for now.
Like, no,
but you better find some food pretty quick, because it's been like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days.
No, and I've been flying.
Yeah, you are one fucking dedicated monk. But you know, to be fair, some monks have been known to survive upwards of 20 years without food, like Himalayan monks.
Just water, not move much.
See, a good monk can get all of their nutrients from water alone. Do better.
Katie rolled.
All right. So
we do have the goblin and stuff.
Yes.
His severed head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are still in the main hall. There's two doors to the left and right, and then there's the main doors ahead of you. And you can also go back to the hallway that mirrored the one you came from.
All right. I turn that around and I face my party. Oh, guys, honest question: what are we doing?
We should go
we're here to find a stick.
You know what? We should talk to the Kenku.
Is he still unconscious?
Why did we leave the Kenku?
Conscious.
No, I tied the Kenku up and I've been carrying him.
Okay. That doesn't tell me what you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking.
We should interrogate the Kenku.
I have this tied up Kenku and I don't really know why we're here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Where's the highest intimidation?
We're looking for a stick.
Why are we looking for a stick?
The druids, they wanted us to find a magic stick.
You don't know if it was a stick.
That brought us.
They're druids. It's magical. It's probably a long stick.
Look, it's been a really long time since I ate, and so I get kind of hangry and like foggy, you know?
Didn't you just eat?
He did.
That's what the Kenku says.
Yeah, it was a while before that.
So but like you see, now he's overfed.
Now I'm thinking clearly, and now that I'm thinking clearly, I really don't understand why.
You'll never defeat the mother. And it's let me do that in a more imitating tone of voice. You'll never defeat the mother. It says in like a demon voice, and that also looks very confused.
Interrogation time.
I would hope we talk to him before we kill him, because we have no information.
It's really not going to say anything unless you guys ask more questions.
I do assume that, but considering I have a very low charisma score, I might make it die by talking to it for all I know.
Where's the highest charisma? I have 10.
I think that's me.
Do you have a plus?
Sorry. It's a plus.
I have a minus 2.
Plus 2.
A plus 0.
I'm going to persuade this king to tell us all its secrets.
All right. Roll for charisma.
Charisma or roll for persuasion?
Yes.
Persuasion. Would we maybe want to intimidate him? Is intimidation better?
I critically failed. Hey, where are the drugs at?
Druid stuff. Talk now.
Yeah. Where are all the drugs at?
Yeah, he just kind of looks at you real confused. Well, you know, my eyes are still glowing red.
All right, guys, I've run out of options.
New plan. We hide and wait for it to leave and follow it.
Do you have any restoration or spells like that?
Nope, yeah, just all and hidden. I stab the Kenku.
All hidden stuff.
You do what?
I stab the Kenku.
Oh.
And I cast anime.
It'll just go along with our main playstyle still.
It's fair. I mean, it might live.
You can say non-lethally.
I mean, you didn't even try to talk to it?
Non-lethally, stab in hand.
I just got excited about doctoring.
We've already bloodletted it enough. You must try something different.
So I got a...
That is a hit.
Nine damage.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Do you kill it, though? It's different.
That was the exact amount of damage you had to do to kill that Genki. Fine.
But I'm okay with this outcome, so he's dead.
Yeah, now you might have
I demonstrated my restoration skills. I restored him.
True. And he's not under a demon's control anymore. Well, actually...
All right. Now let's just see where it goes. Does it remember anything? Or...
You can certainly ask. I don't know. It's still fresh. Did you stab it in the face? All right. Go ahead and ask.
What happened? Who are you? Give us... Where are the drugs at?
Oh, man. I came here like... I don't know. Like a year ago. We were going on a scout mission, but we got ambushed by a bunch of demons. We were heading over here when we heard that this part of the kingdom had gone dark. I don't really remember a lot of what happened afterwards. All I know is they brought us into, like, this chamber downstairs that, like, they put us in a chair. That's pretty much, like, the last thing I remember was one of them just kind of laughing maniacally. I remember bits and pieces of, like, I don't know, there was some kind of acorn on a pedestal down there. And there was, like, a vault. That's about all I remember. And then all of a sudden he just goes, brains!
Guys, I get super excited. Guys, this is the best way to interrogate people. I'm going to do this all the time. Plus, I'm pretty sure I get to add a new zombie every day. So,
yep. But don't you have to reassert control or does it go away? I can't remember.
Yeah, you have to reassert control. So I guess I can twice.
You can, hang on, let me look at your character. You're using the spell, right? Because it gets really overpowered really quickly.
Yes.
Because I believe you can use later spell slots to continue reasserting control, so, like, you can add exponential amounts of new things. It's crazy.
There's another corpse over here that's not stabbed in the face.
Yeah, I only have two levels, and so I get it for 24 hours, and a long rest isn't his technical figure, but I can definitely do two.
That's fair. All right. So... Oh, the zombie looks at you one more time, and it's like, the doors to the downstairs are on the left and right.
Cool. Lead the way, bud.
It just kind of starts walking into the door, like, face first, bouncing off of it back and forth.
Yeah, it won't open doors anymore. I can help with that. And I look at someone to open the door. Actually, I'm a bird.
So bird. Technically is knocking bird. On the door.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Guess if we give it a minute.
Bird. If you wait long enough, it might. Bird.
Ready? We're gonna line up behind them and get ready for like a breach maneuver when they open the door.
Eventually a demon opens the door. It's like, what the fuck do you want? Go.
I cast Toll the Dead.
You cast what?
Toll.
Okay. It succeeds.
I fired Pepperbox at it when it come through the door.
Okay.
I also attack zombies.
That's a 12. so I think I missed.
A 12 misses, yes. Sean, would you like to do anything real quick? Sean?
I forgot to put down the button. 26 and 22. With the longbow.
For the longbow? Oh my god, okay. Those are both hits.
Oh yeah, the range weapon I chose is a longbow. I think I do extra damage. Yeah, I do. Okay, so I do 9 plus a d4, 13 damage, and then 13 damage again.
All right. It's like, that was rude. Well, to be fair, you know, I did answer this door a little rude, so I guess, you know what, fuck you!
Wait, you chill? Oh.
Say what?
Oh, I just assumed because demon, shoot it. But, oh.
Well, you're not the only one, yeah. Me too. And I still don't feel bad in that decision.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, he was going to attack you no matter what. I thought that was funny.
I was just like, oh, he's a nice demon? Oh, no.
No. all right, everyone roll for initiative.
23.
Right. 8. I like having high initiative because I always play slow characters.
Ooh, I got a 15. That'll help.
Ooh, you. Over double the last time.
Next time I'll get a 30.
I mean, this was before we started podcasting, but one of our, level 18 rogues rolled like a 40
for stealth. Yeah, I think that was for stealth, because I was using Pass Without a Trace as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where he snuck up and put that in the oatmeal. Yep, and it blewed up.
Josh, what did you roll for initiative?
The best score.
8. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's divisible in a multitude.
It is. Mostly like 2, I think. Yeah. Sure.
And 8.
1, 8, 2, and 4. Okay. Sean, it is your turn.
All right. Shoot it more.
You do that.
Solution to everything. Just shoot it.
21.
That's a hit.
And a 19.
That is also a hit. Notice this thing's covered in a lot of barbs.
15 damage and 13.
Okay.
So it's a bribey demon.
It's a barbed devil. Yeah.
I choose to believe his name is Ken.
It is.
He's not proud of it.
It is still not bloody.
Perfect plastic blonde hair.
He's got an ascot.
It's his arch enemy Ken from the same lab that he's from.
Alright. Sean, is that your turn?
I think so.
Alright. Tim, it is your turn.
By the way, for people trying to keep track of my rolls and stuff, I'm adding a D4 to the first longbow. I use a bonus action.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, Tim, the demon is staring at you. And it's like, hey, is your name Bobby?
No, but I believe yours is. And I cast grease underneath his feet.
Okay.
And that's my bonus action. I do that. And then I back up 30 feet and shoot him with a pepper box.
Okay.
Which I need to roll. Just one moment.
D&D with us.
That's a 17.
All right, that's a hit.
We're homemade style.
This is completely homemade. Except for the random monsters that I am pulling out of nothing.
That's better than pulling them out of your ass, because that would hurt. So that's six damage.
Six damage?
Yes, six magical piercing damage.
All right, it is bloody!
Oh, well, shit, I thought... Okay, cool. That's... it's not as scary.
I mean, you guys have done a lot of damage. But it's now... Unless Tim still has things he can do. The monster's turn!
As I am shooting him with my right hand with a pepper box, he's giving him the finger with a left hand. That's the end of my turn.
Good.
I think that's his entire character.
Kind of a cross between Bender and the bad robot from KOTOR and C-3PO.
The demon is going to look at you, Reginald, and it's going to cast, does a 13 hit?
What does the spell does a 13 hit?
You will see, alright, both of them miss! It created fireballs in both of its hands, and it aims both of them straight at Tim, and both of them straight up miss. And he gets real upset, and he's like,
"Fuck!"
And he just walks out.
He holsters the pepper box and raises the other hand with a middle finger as well.
He just fucking slams the door shut, walks away. You guys are out of combat.
Reginald's like, "Wait,
my bow,"
what?
And just be like, "Who was that?"
Zombie looks at you and goes, "Oh, I'm pretty sure that was Steve."
I liked Steve. I'm not gonna lie.
Who's Steve?
That was the Barbie devil.
He's a Barbie demon.
Enoch. Anyway. So you guys can choose to go down that door, go down the door on the other side, or the main doors. It is.
Did we accomplish the task we came?
Not even one.
I believe we are probably looking for the acorn that we were told about.
You sure are.
I guess we should probably go down these stairs, huh, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
You sure should.
Well, wait one moment. This is the main. This is the main door. Maybe I could at least go listen to it. Do not, please do not, knock on it, because if it's the main door, and it's rather large, maybe something rather large will come out and step on me. I'd appreciate it if it didn't.
I pause in the act of knocking.
No one steps on me, and I do like an anime swordsman pose.
I really thought you were just going to be like, I knock on the door.
I would like to listen
knock on the door,
at the door.
You listen at the door. Roll for, I guess that's perception.
Suddenly there's a cat.
A very average 10.
All right. You hear a very average.
I believe there is some sort of meat bag inside.
There is something on the other side of that door, yes.
And then he walks towards where, you know, where that demon opened the door and
just gonna go right through that door. All right.
Not necessarily through it. I mean, if somebody else wants to listen to the door, they can. Somebody else with maybe a little higher perception.
Oh, I stare at perception. You super confused.
13?
13. And I
just, that's not how you open it. And I just open the door. Once again, my intelligence rolls are doing great tonight.
Oh, so you're rolling for intelligence before you do something stupid?
Before I do any, before I, when I think of something to do, and I'm like, I'm going to talk, I roll for intelligence. And I go, okay, that idea was a good one, and what's the exact opposite?
Appreciate that. Right. I feel like everyone should do that.
Well, I have honestly a negative one on all. Like,
when you just think of a stupid thing, be like...
When you think of anything, if you have an idea, roll for intelligence first. And then if it's low, do opposite.
Or well, poorly executed.
I have a plus 5 to intelligence.
Yeah, so you'll probably be the smart one. All right.
Sorry, guys. I just was doing that for fun, not to punish you.
So Josh straight up opened the door?
Yeah. Yeah. I that's not how you open doors. And I just open the door.
Okay.
I turn and I look and I'm like, wait.
So, as soon as you open that door, everyone in the fucking room just goes silent and just immediately looks over at the door. And you see a beholder zombie and a bone devil.
I shut the door.
Close the door.
Zombie. And I get in the bag of holding.
I dash. I step of the wind.
No, actually,
once everyone's
second,
in the bag and fly away.
1 second. I apologize. I closed the door. I opened the door. I opened the door. I pushed the zombie into the room and then closed the door again and then got into the bag of holding.
Why did you push the zombie in there?
Because it's not us.
So they would think it was the zombie that opened the door.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Let me.
You know, it's not the best of my ideas, but it was an idea.
You know, you never know; it might work.
So, but please let me in the back of holding. I just don't.
Well, they definitely know that was not what opened the door. They crit.
I believe we should head downstairs.
You hear on the other side of the door, get them! And you hear, like, a lot of...
Are there any door handles on this side?
To the main hall? Yes. They're, specifically things made to hold bars on said door.
Yeah, there must be a bar someplace around here. Let's put it on the...
Everyone roll for perception.
I stick my arm through it.
Oh my god. Is Josh still invulnerable?
Am I?
11.
Shit. Yes. It's only been like 5 minutes.
Okay, I stick my arm through it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I mean, so his arm won't break, I guess, but he's not, I mean, it's a strength roll. More than likely to keep that door closed, I would assume. And I also rolled a perception of 3, so I don't believe I found anything.
No, would anyone else like to check for if there's a bar?
If you guys can find a better option, I say with my arm through both the hold things, bent backwards.
As Josh says, if you guys can think of a better option, the fucking, like, 50 people start slamming on the door.
Ow!
I suppose we could pick you up and put you in where the bar would be.
That's what I'm doing.
Not just your arms, but you're in the entirety.
Entirety of your being.
Yeah, okay. I start to put one leg up and get the other one. Just force it.
I'm like, well, I don't see anything else, so sure.
Sean, do you want to roll for perception to see if there's a fucking bar?
Roll for strength, Tim. Roll for strength.
Sean's 21. Gone. Yeah, you'll notice that just to the left of Josh, there's a bar.
21?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
Sean?
Hello?
Hello? Hi,
I rolled 21.
Yes.
Yes, you did, bud.
Wait, did you not hear us?
What?
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 I Sean?
Rolled, who?
I rolled to see the bar.
He said...
Oh my god. I think there might be a delay. Oh, that's fucking funny.
I don't think there's a delay.
No, you
can you currently hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
No.
That there is a bar.
He did not hear what you said, and that's what's so funny, Thane, is that clearly clearly he did not hear you, and you're like, oh no, he must have heard me.
Sean's
there's fucking
a bar
confused
directly to Josh's left.
I go in.
You go into the bar?
Yeah.
You're a monster. Can you get me a drink or anything?
Yes, there are a lot of drinks in there. Most of them high shelf.
Sweet.
Tinny.
So, those were members of the Adventurers Guild.
The ones that you killed initially, yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. You know,
so,
the thing that
you
guys
are
now
in. Let's put the bar up.
Yeah, there's an actual bar to the door on the right.
Alex, if you're still listening, and no, I don't. Carry on, Normie.
Huh.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Do you guys want to bar the door without using Josh?
I'm committed. I got one leg in.
Well,
arm. Both arms.
As far as we know, there isn't one. And
Yeah. So I mean, unless Sean goes and gets the bar, Josh is. You guys have about 5 minutes.
Get me in
and
here,
then Josh man. Is gonna get ripped in half.
You can't rip me in half. I'm
for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then I take half damage. At worst, I break bones. This is gonna hurt real fucking bad.
Real fucking bad.
I did not think this through.
Well, it's maybe they don't. Maybe they don't have very,
Any what?
Oh, no.
Tim, you were doing so good. Oh, no.
Almost the whole night.
Ah!
Shit, 10 minutes before 8:30.
I know! What a tragedy. Did we lose Sean,
are you pressing
too?
The button?
No.
Oh.
Sean, are you pressing the button?
Yeah, I'm
Tim?
I can button. Hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
We didn't lose him.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Are you pressing the button?
No. No, I've heard you the whole time. I don't. My butt
what about
just wasn't
butt?
Working for
your
some
butt
reason.
Butt wasn't working.
I am
for some reason.
That's funny.
Thank you. Discord.
I have no idea.
Well, it's
that's fine.
I would recommend that you got your butt not. Thank you for sharing it live.
Yeah, it's been building up for a very long time.
Yeah, you know it's not good.
Tim tried to be 100% efficient. It did not work out.
You gotta do squats. I hear that helps.
Oh, anyway.
Fiber and squat.
So you guys have 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
There is a bar on your right, but the only one who knows it's there is
the only
Sean.
One that's seen it is to carry
on. Sean is not doing anything.
I see a bar.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I say that to everyone.
Oh.
Oh.
Would you, well, oh. Maybe we should use the bot. Yeah,
that seems like a better idea.
Fucking bracelet.
It's just a thought, you know. I mean, it looks like it even has places here where you could, you know, it goes where it goes.
Okay, so now is the tricky part. You have to get Josh out and put the bar in without letting the door open. All of you roll for intelligence.
Can it 10? Be an intelligence saving throw?
10.
Yes. If that is higher. You guys are in a high stress situation.
Well, I rolled a check and it's to 22.
Okay, so Tim has this brilliant idea where if you take the bar and you slide it in from one side, you can simultaneously push Josh out and put the bar in, but you have to do a really high strength and dexterity roll.
And dexterity? I mean, I've minus one strength, but plus five dex.
Maybe
he says exactly that as is it as in like the fourth wall has been broken.
Yeah, I start speaking through you guys. I'm just like, this is how it gets done.
So I roll strength.
Sean, would you like to help?
Yes.
Also roll strength. We're not going to give him advantage. We're just going to have you two both do it.
8.
Okay. Tim?
That's a
9 minus 1.
14 minus 1, 13.
Okay. So you guys average out to like fairly good. Roll, both of you roll for dexterity now.
23.
Okay.
Go first, Sean. Tell me what you got. Well, that's helpful.
Tim?
I got an 18, if that helps.
What was that?
I got a 6.
Ah, okay.
Strikers.
Yeah. I got a 6. Oh,
no.
Oh, all of those are terrible.
I got a 6. I got a 6.
That just yes, that's your voice now.
Your yeah, that is your voice now. Boom, your feet are tulips.
Okay, let's go.
Anyway,
23 so we six. Drop so it like, on our feet and 75.
So you guys both rolled fair enough on your strength to kind of like start pushing Josh out of the way. But Reginald kind of like stumbles halfway through and like falls off to the side. But luckily, Decurion was just so dexterous, he just fucking ninja chucked it right in there and shoved Josh out of the way with just his also high dexterity.
Just a loud yeet!
Fuck yeet! Yeah, you guys.
So
shockingly,
when they push against the door, is there like a gap in between the two doors? Can we see inside?
Every time they push through it, yeah, you can see a little bit of a gap. Roll for perception. Doors.
I am rolling now. I got a 12.
You can tell there are humanoids on the other side
that are trying to kill us. I can't tell how many of them there are.
No, you can tell by how much the door is bending that there are at least a lot.
So does it seem to me, and I'll roll for intelligence if you want me to, but does it seem to me that they will eventually break out of there, or will the doors and the thing hold?
Roll for intelligence.
Shit. That's like almost as low as I could possibly get. I got an 8.
You'll probably be fine. Cool.
You see, what I wanted to do was every time the door was a gap, I wanted to shoot through it.
Oh. I mean, roll for it.
I mean, considering I think it's going to be fine and not break, then I will. I'll take a couple of shots.
Do it with disadvantage. Okay. Because it's like, you know, flexing open and close, so it's kind of hard.
Am I still stuck in the...
No. No, you are free.
Progress okay,
I've been paying. Really.
There's a bar on your left if you want to get trashed real quick.
So, disadvantage is 17.
All right, that is a hit. You shoot one right between the eyes, and it just drops.
I don't have to roll for damage?
Nope. It's just a lot.
Oh, well, this is fun. And I continue to fire.
Go for it. As long as, if you roll with disadvantage above a 13, you just drop one.
Do you think in one more session you're in a good stoppage point?
Well, sorta. I wanted to do the big bad fight next week, but I don't know if we'll be able to finish that and get the acorn within 1 week, within one session.
Right.
So it's kind of up to you guys. Do you want to fight the big guy now, or do you want to just avoid him and just go get the acorn?
Who's up next?
Next week is me.
Oh, it is up to you. But I mean, who's up next after you?
Oh.
Who's in next?
Sean's next in rotation, I believe.
Sean, do you mind if we just offset, you know, if it goes a little bit into the next month for each of us, then it happens?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Give me 2 more weeks so that way we can finish this whole castle up by the end of it.
And then you'll have 2 weeks.
Leave us on a major cliffhanger and then relearn everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait 3 months for the ending.
Yeah.
That would kind of suck.
And then you could just take...
Plus, I'm really, really excited for the building up anticipation.
Okay. So let's jump back in because we are leaving people like...
We're not leaving people.
Oh.
This is...
All right.
This discussion has been live. It's been peace.
So. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So we can end it here if we want and then pick it up next week.
Yeah, I like that plan.
All right. Next week, I'm just saying it now. The bar on that door a cracking, and you guys have time a lacking. I say with a big fucking smirk on my face as all of you cringe.
All right.
All right.
So
this has been
a good one.
Yeah. This has been Battle of the Broodmother. Thank you for anyone who has joined us.
Yeah, yay. Thank you for joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that was a good session.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Nice. I hope this is continuing to be entertainment.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for watching, everyone. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.